You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We have news now here on RNIB Connect Radio from our friends at Seeable Holidays, who have secured funding for 16 young blind and partially sighted adults aged 18 to 26 to take part in a transformational trip to Sicily this autumn, which will also help them to build their confidence around travel, independence and personal development too. Damiano LaRocca joins me now from Seeable Holidays to tell me a little bit more about this amazing trip. Hi, Damiano, and welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you very much for having me again, and I'm very excited to be telling you all about this.
So, firstly, Damiano, for someone who has not come across Seeable Holidays before or been on one of your holidays, do give me a quick sort of overview of who you are and what you do.
Okay, so Seeable Holidays is a social enterprise that organizes amazing holidays for blind and partially sighted people. We have group holidays and tailored holidays in a lot of different destinations. And we proud ourselves to be the only ones providing train sighted guides in every destination that we offer. And every activity has been tested by existing customers as well as accommodation. And yeah, so in a nutshell, yeah, we are a tour operator and travel agency for blind and partially sighted people.
How did this great trip to Sicily come about? And do you think there are not enough opportunities for young blind and partially sighted adults to build their skills around travel, independence and personal development too?
Yes, so I think there has been a decline on opportunities for that age range. And we have also noticed that there was a very little number of people in that age range that were coming on holiday. And obviously, a huge factor is financial means, but a lot of the time, it's mainly people being afraid of going to the airport or afraid of going abroad, not knowing what's there or what's available. So we have decided to kind of tackle this a little bit internally, and we have sought out funding to be able to start a program that, you know, could show this age group that there is opportunities to travel. And ideally, with our input and with this trip, it would be sort of a first step to then become independent travelers. Due to the specific regional funding, we are seeking 16 participants in total, and 8 people must be from the Dorset and Hampshire area, and 8 people can be from anywhere else in the UK.
And the funding that you have secured covers for holiday in Sicily. Well, most of it, we'll come to a little bit about that in a moment, but people will have to pay for their travel and flights to get out to Sicily, won't they?
Yes. So the funding and what's included, majority of the trip cost at the destination is fully covered by the generous funding that we have received by the Family Power Foundation and the DHB events. So the funding will cover the accommodation, lunches, dinners, all the planned excursions, and the high quality guiding team with a 1-to-2 guiding ratio, as well as all the group activities that are designed to build independence and confidence. And sort of the bits that are not covered is the flights and the travel insurance. And this is also going to be included in a pre-trip training program that we're going to run before the trip. And part of it will be, you know, learn to book your own flights, learn to put special assistance on a flight, you know, look for travel insurance and book that. So it's sort of part of the whole project. Also, you know, we will recommend certain flights that the arrival is supposed to be. But if people are traveling from far and they need to book perhaps an hotel room the night before at the airport or near the airport, that will be covered by them. And then, yeah, the only other bit that's not covered is breakfast, which is a bit unusual. But the reason is that we are actually developing the program to tell people how to become a little bit more independent. So they will be buying their own breakfast on the first day, and they will be making their own breakfast daily as part of the program.
Yeah, if that was me, I'd probably go and find myself a nice cafe in Sicily to have my breakfast and watch a world go by.
That could also be arranged. I mean, if that's part of the plan, if we just plan it and help people plan how to do that, we might include that.
And apart from having to find their own breakfast, what other things will be on offer during the trip? You know, for the visually impaired young people, will there be a bit of sightseeing and maybe some activities to take part in?
Yeah, so the trip is basically tailored from our best-selling trip in Sicily. So we will be going to Mount Etna, for example, one day, which means we're going to drive up to 2,000 meters, and then we're going to get a cable car and a 4x4 jeep ride to the summit. And there we're going to learn about the volcano, we're going to learn about the different eruptions. It's going to be quite exciting to be on a very safe but active volcano. We're going to do a workshop on understanding the different lava rocks, older, younger, and then we're going to be going through different tasting sessions of the local food so people can really understand the different foods and different culture of the area.
How can people apply and what's involved in the application process?
It's very simple. It's a first come, first serve. People need to be ready to do a pre-trip course. So we're going to be doing a training, which is going to be around 4 or 5 sessions before the trip. They need to be able to go on Google Meet, or with our support, we're going to help with that. The training is going to be virtual. They need to be filling a social impact report before the trip, and then they need to be answering certain questions during the trip, and then we're going to be monitoring that impact after the trip, as well as 1 year after the trip. So we really want to see the progress from the beginning to after they've experienced the trip. And then they need to be able to share accommodation, as they will be sharing accommodation with one more person. You know, they need to be able to care about themselves, personal care, managing their own medication, be ready to go on an airport or by themselves. These sort of, you know, basic things that we want to make sure the people have before they come on an independent trip.
And is there a deadline for people to apply, and where can they go to find out more and apply as well?
So everyone can email myself, as I'm a project lead on this specific one. And my email is info@siable.co.uk. Siable, it's spelled S for sugar, E A, B for Bravo, L for Lima, E for Echo. And the information is available also on our Facebook, which is Siable Holidays, just on Facebook. But we will be doing initial phone calls this week, and hopefully in the next 2 weeks, we want to close the project so that we can start the course in June. And before I forget, the trip will be at the end of October. So the 30th of October till the 5th of November.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Damiano, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about what sounds like a great Siable Holidays trip to Sicily for young visually impaired adults.
Well, thank you very much. And please, if you have anyone, you know, probably calling you or emailing you about it, send them my way.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.